Welcome back to Momo on the Move, guys. Today's special guest, we got the one and only Rogelio.
Already.
Yup. Rogelio and I used to go to New Paltz together. We used to go to college, and I just recently found out that he actually lives in LA too, thanks to Thor. And I was like, hold on, I need to put this man's on my podcast. He's a UCLA graduate. Recently just found out he moved right after New Paltz to come attend here. So we just gonna ask him some questions because I see he's killing it out here. He's on the move. So, you know, it was only right to bring him onto the show. So, Rogelio, tell us, like, why did you decide, like, I gotta go to UCLA, not like NYU or anything?
Sure. Well, first of all, Mo, much love and respect. Thank you for having me here. Definitely appreciate this opportunity, you know. Man, my reason for choosing UCLA over Juilliard, you know, Yale, NYU, you know, all of these other prestigious schools. Right. Well, number one, UCLA is centered to the business in LA, right? Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I knew I wanted to do if I were to pursue higher education. I knew that wherever I was, I still wanted to be in the city where things were working.
Right, in the mix.
Things were moving, exactly. UCLA is an interdisciplinary program, so not only am I learning how to act, but I'm also working on directing, I'm working on screenwriting and playwriting, you know, I'm working on being behind the camera, you
right.
know. That's something that I wanted to be very good at, right?
Because,
you know,
as you gotta know,
the business is about like creating your own work,
right?
Right, not only just being an actor, but you got to know what everyone else's standpoint is,
right? And I feel like New Paltz taught us that a lot, learning all aspects of theater.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, UCLA was dope. It's a 3-year program. It's rigorous.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of work, both physically,
I
mentally, emotionally. You know, I had my personal issues just dealing with, you know, like imposter syndrome, like feeling
right.
like, wow, like I'm really here.
You
know?
Really out here, yeah. Like it's different. And LA is a different breed than New York.
It's a culture shock. It's different.
But did you feel like when you came out to LA, like I know when I came out here, I was like, yo, shit's kind of slow out here. Like it's a little like there's no like dog eat dog world out
mm-hmm.
here, like at least not like New York. It's just a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like New York prepared you like for LA?
I think so. excuse me. One of the big things that I have noticed is that a lot of the actors in New York, you know, once we get a script, once we get sides for an audition, we automatically are trained to want to memorize it right away.
Right.
Show up at the audition and go.
Mm-hmm.
And now here, a lot of actors are like, oh, I don't have to memorize. I can bring the script with me. Yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. Which is fine, you know, you have a lot of casting directors tell you, you don't need to be memorized.
Right.
In fact, we want you to carry the script with you.
Yeah.
But the mentality that I was under from New York,
which is a mentality I think you should keep.
It's like, yo, put your best foot forward, right? There's always someone else who's probably thinking of how they can one-up you,
mm-hmm.
Or how they can be just one step further or better than you. So yeah, it was definitely different. Out here seems slow. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, we'll do it tomorrow, we'll do it later, or
it's
like
very,
go,
lax out here.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I noticed. I was like, I feel like, but I also felt like I was just as productive as I was in New York, but just less stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is a certain stress level in New York. You're just like, damn, like
yeah.
it's like end all be all. Here it's like, all right, go get the next one. But it's like, that's why, like, when I came out here, I just felt like there was an advantage for like the East Coasters.
Oh, yeah.
Also, like, especially with the weather, like, if it rains, if it drops below like 60 degrees, people don't know how to act. They're like, it can't be outside.
Can't go outside.
And I'm just like, wait. Out there, like, you going hail or storm,
that's
like
it.
Tornado, hurricane,
figure
like,
out.
You out.
Like, New York is really the city that never sleeps.
For real.
Like, you gotta keep moving.
Right. And, like, did you apply to any, though? Like, to New York schools or, like, East Coast schools for your master's program?
So, again, right, one of the things that helped me, first of all, college applications are expensive.
Yeah, and I know.
I have all that kind of money. So I really had to be specific about what it is that I wanted. Like, why am I even thinking about graduate school, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of people tell you actors don't need school
anymore. Yeah, I thought that. I was like, I don't right? know. Unless somebody's paying for it.
Exactly.
Did you get a scholarship?
I did.
Oh, good I for did. You, yeah, bro. Yeah. Good for you.
Which was a big part of why I decided to, you know, go with that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I knew that I wanted to be in a city where the business was happening.
Right.
And I also knew that, honestly, I wanted to try out the other coast, right? I wanted to go to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So, if it wasn't NYU, then it was something in LA, UCLA. At the time, you know, I was just like anything, you know, UC San Diego or USC, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Until I really got to see, like, what each program actually offered. So, for the most part, I think UCLA is the only school that I actually pursued. Yeah, there was this thing called the ERTIS, where mm-hmm. you could audition for multiple schools at once.
Oh, nice.
Like,
so send in one application, yeah, one audition.
In fact, real quick, it was kind of like if you ever watched, like, American Idol,
mm-hmm.
where the B-roll, they'll show everybody standing on this long line, like, out right. the building, going around the corner. It was kind of like that, where, like,
You're on this line,
going to this hotel, and everyone's in one of the ballrooms, kind of just like mm-hmm. rehearsing or like doing stretches in the city.
I
forget
city?
Which hotel it was, but it was definitely not too far off of 40th.
Okay.
44, somewhere around there.
So, like, Midtown.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And then once they call your name, you go into this big room where it's like, I don't know, 30 to 40 seats all filled with people from different colleges, from different universities.
Holy shit.
And you get
that
up on this stage,
nerve-wracking.
And you got 2 minutes to do whatever you want, but all you got is 2 minutes. And there's this one Ooh. Woman who's sitting at the bottom of the stage.
Already getting anxiety for him.
she's sitting there timing you, right? So once 2 minutes is up, the bell will go off and she'll be like, all right, you got to get off. And that's it. And then you leave.
All you got is 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
What was your monologue? I need to know.
What was my monologue? Man. I believe, I'm pretty sure I did a monologue from, man.
You know which monologue I remember you doing, though? Because we studied together in Bria Hartley's class.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Theater 4 or African Studies? Like,
I believe it was African Studies. I had two
but
classes
like in
with her. But yeah, definitely a theater.
Yeah you did
Black
Fruitvale
Place.
Station with Michael B. Jordan. And I was like, that was it, bro. That was it.
Wow, that's a throwback. I don't even remember that monologue.
I feel like that could have been the one to get you into UCLA.
It might have been. I know for sure I definitely went in there doing some some Black monologue.
Hey, I mean, I'm
pretty sure I wasn't going in there doing
work it. I'll work
doing
it.
Doing something else. Yeah, dang. It'll come back to me.
Alright, it'll come back. It'll come back.
Parts.
So now I guess you've been here because we graduated together, we walked together in 2017. Mm-hmm. You went, like, straight after graduation out here?
Straight out.
Nice.
Graduated.
Did you know anyone out here?
Nope.
That's tough. At least, like, I had, like, a little backbone, like, my family out mm-hmm. here. But I hadn't seen them in, like, 10 years, so it was, like, a reunion. But that's what's up.
I just had to do it. I had my guys, you know, a couple of my boys from New York that came out here mm-hmm. with me just to kind of, like, help me get situated, you know,
right.
look for some place to live. But now 2017, May 2017, graduated literally like within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
That's fucking awesome.
I had booked a flight to come out here.
That's what's up.
It was
all right.
A hard summer.
So tell me, how has your journey been? Give me a high, give me a low.
Okay.
I know it's been a fucking roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's
oh,
been
yeah.
a roller coaster for me, and it's only
oh,
two.
Yeah. Let me see. So let's start with a low.
Okay. So
let's
we can only go up from there.
Exactly. I would say one of the lowest things for me was that it was hard for me to make and find genuine relationships, right?
Right?
Genuine friendships, people who I felt like really supported me, who really wanted to see me do good, who mm-hmm. really wanted to help me build, and vice versa, right? That was a low for me. When I moved out here, I was by myself. I really didn't have that much money.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, even though I had came out here in May, I really didn't start to transition until October. I didn't have a place to live, right? I couldn't do it. It wasn't working out for
me. Wait, you weren't in the dorms when you got here? You got to get your own apartment and shit? What were you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Tell me. People need to know this.
Yo. You know, I thought that once I got into UCLA, right, that when I came out here,
you already had your ticket.
You know, that they were going to provide everything.
Right.
And that wasn't the case, right?
Surprise.
Not only did, yes, I got accepted into UCLA, but I got accepted into the graduate program.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm. I gotta find a place.
I gotta pay bills. And my boys would tell you, when I first came out here, I was going between like Airbnbs, hotels, motels, and I was living far because those Airbnbs were cheaper.
Right.
So I was far, you know, spending a couple nights like on the beach, right? You know.
Yeah, it's easier being homeless out here in California because it's warm.
And yeah. Right.
And New York ain't nobody wanna be
Nope.
No. Damn,
nope, nope.
That's
so
crazy.
It was tough and that was low for me.
Sam was your pillow. Shit.
That's exactly what it was.
Crazy. Well, I'm glad you fucking made it out
you
there.
You know,
man.
It took me a little while.
There's
a lot.
Rome wasn't built in a day, man.
For sure. I will say it definitely made me stronger, it definitely kept me humble. It definitely motivated me to keep going, to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a low, and that was hard for me. The high is that, you know, again, just to speak to that hustle and that grind that I had when I was in New York,
mm-hmm.
right, I was already so much more ahead of the game in terms of,
your mental?
My mental, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having marketing materials, knowing, like having short-term and long-term goals, right? That's something that I think New Paltz prepared me for.
Yeah.
You know, while I was in New York, I was already doing work. You know, the big thing about me was always that even though I'm in school and training, I still want to be working outside of the university. So when I came out here and I was taking like classes and these little one-on-one things with
mm-hmm.
agents and managers, they were like, oh no, Roe is, he's ready, like he's prepared. He has some things, we can get him started. You know, as opposed to like, you know,
we need
I don't
to
have
work
any,
on this.
Exactly.
Did
okay,
you have your reel already, like when you came out here? Or
that's
like
the one thing I didn't have. I had footage, but I didn't have a reel together yet.
Yeah, okay.
But I did have like, you know, a pretty organized resume. You know, I had different
mm-hmm.
looks, like photos and headshots.
Nice.
I was already SAG eligible at the time.
Oh, nice.
And so they were like, okay, all right, let's see what you're about.
Are you in the
you
union now? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. And that was a high for me.
Okay.
That was a high for me because I was making strides and steps towards what it was that
mm-hmm.
I wanted to do. And I was feeling like I was fulfilling my purpose as
right.
an actor, as a human, you know, as a Black and Afro-Latino.
I just feel like sometimes if you don't have that low, you're not gonna get to that high because
yeah.
you just don't have that fire under your ass. Like,
that's right.
If you're comfortable, it's like, I'm chilling right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
why I gotta push for more when I kind of got it, you know?
Right.
At least a little bit of it.
Right.
So that's crazy. I'm glad that you're fucking, he's killing it out here. He fucking yep. graduated. He's SAG. He's
class
in the union. Damn, those are some highs and lows. So tell us, like, what are you working on now? Like,
sure.
what can we catch you on?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's so interesting, right? Because we always feel like we need to plan ahead, right?
Right. I mean,
like,
at least that's how you got to think of the next
what
minute.
You
got
to think of, exactly, right? Actors are getting paid job to job to job.
Mm-hmm.
And right before graduating UCLA, I was like, great, I'm going to graduate. And then I'm going to just hit this road hard,
mm-hmm.
auditioning, you know, sign with some new agents or managers and just keep going. The
mm-hmm.
summer of 2020 is going to be great.
Shit, we all got hit with that one. We're like,
class of 2020, what? So then things sort of changed. I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to lie. For me, I had to take a step back and kind of just
really
focus and
see the bigger picture.
Right. But it also did something good for me, right? Mm-hmm. Because I had to be stuck home with my tools, right? With my cameras and my lights and stuff. It kind of motivated me to really create my own work, to get back into my poetry and put in my poetry up.
Nice.
Right? Working on my website, putting my website up. A lot of the theaters around LA that I actually wanted to work with, I couldn't have worked with if I needed to go to those locations, right? At least not all at once. Because I was home, I've been working with so many different companies around LA.
Like sending them your like poetry and stuff, or like what?
Not even that. So, you know, everyone's trying to figure out how do we still promote, acting work, right? How do we artists? And so all these different theaters are actually like putting on plays, whether it's a play reading or it's a full-length play or something over Zoom, whatever platform they could do. And so this was just an opportunity for me to kind of get my face into these different doors for these different theaters, with these different casting directors,
right.
So that when things hopefully do open up again, they'll be like, oh yeah, we worked with Rogelio. He was great.
When they were at a low. Exactly.
I'm working on something right now, in fact, with a company called Shakespeare by the Sea.
Okay.
That I don't think I would have been able to work with if, you know, this pandemic didn't happen.
Okay.
Right now we're working on a show called Measure for Measure, and I play Claudio. On top of that, I am working with, see the best way to say this because of NDAs.
NDAs, all right.
I'm working with...
I know, I cannot... it's always hard to ask like people who are actors, like, yo, what you working on? And they're like,
That's really what my
brain
can't
really
is
tell
doing.
You right now.
My brain is like...
But
okay,
I'll give
this,
you
this,
a
this,
teaser.
This. But I can say this. I'm working with Netflix, Fever, Secret Cinema. They put together this great event.
I'm always working for Netflix.
It felt good to say
that's
that,
a
right?
good thing to say, man. That feels good.
It felt good to say that because not only am I working with Netflix, but I got to a point where acting is my main source of income. Acting is my number one
literally
job.
Literally, what else can you ask for?
And
actor?
I'm like, this is great. This is great. Now I could, you know, my poetry might be a side hustle thing or something like that. My photography might be a side hustle now. So those are two things that I'm working on right now. If you're in LA, you definitely might want to check this thing out that Netflix, Secret Cinema, and Fever
are
doing.
There we go. I'm sure I'll post that whenever I'm allowed to. And
I got
then I'll promote, you know, I got my platform.
I could definitely, you could definitely promote it. I just can't tell
say
you.
Say it. he can't verbally say it.
So there's that. And I'm just doing a thing, right? Networking is a huge component. So
that is awesome. Like
still doing that.
You know, like COVID hit a lot of us bad, but I think I don't know, personally for me, like it was also a great year. I made my studio. I quit bartending, which is something I said at the end of 2020. I just want acting to be like my main source of income, which you've already found it. I'm like still picking up a little thing here and there. I still have like catering, like private events that I'll bartend, but like mad easy, not stressful at all. And yeah, like I was able to create a lot more podcasts and have time to edit them. And I learned a lot more editing tricks, like my fitness video. I edited that myself. I color graded. Yeah, my boy shot it with his Black Magic. But like, I was like, give me all the raw footage.
Nice.
I got it.
Video.
And then like from that video, Thor has actually gotten his barber, who has his own merch and his own beard oil. He's like, I want you to make a commercial for my beard oil. So you know, I casted Thor. I casted my girl Veronica, and like shot it. Use that little gimbal over there and just I'm practicing editing. I mean, that's not what I want to do. Like, I still want to be acting or like hosting like television shows or whatever it may be, but like you really gotta know all aspects of
that's
what makes a production come to life, a story come to life, because if you don't, I don't know if we're gonna get
you never know what's going to lead you to your next gig, right?
Exactly. So I just feel like it's been an eye-opener for a lot of people, and a lot of people have been taking advantage of the opportunity of time off from work and kind of trying to multiply it mm-hmm. By enhancing their skills or hobbies that they didn't think they had the time to do before.
Sure.
So that's fucking awesome. I am so happy for you, Ro. That's fucking great to hear.
Likewise, yes. Thank you.
So what's your next move? I always gotta end it with this question. Yeah, actually, yeah. Before we get there, New York or LA? We gotta know.
New York or LA? You know what? I might have...
I know, I was there. Like, I had this episode with Thor, like, way before, and I was rooting New York, but it's all right. If you want to say LA, you can say LA.
For the business, or are you just, like, in general?
Let's say for you. Because that includes business, that includes love, that includes people.
Man.
I know, it's hard now when you're making it on this side.
Nah, I'm gonna still hold it down.
Okay.
Brooklyn, we go hard.
Okay, and that's what I like to hear. Because Thor is a complete West Coast Bobby.
He's sold? Oh,
yeah,
man.
He's sold. Personally, work-wise, I feel like I've been more focused
mm-hmm.
out here because I haven't had my biggest support, which is all in New York. They're kind of distractions, though. Like, I love them, but, like, they are a distraction.
Yeah.
But people in New York are, like, LA people just don't even compare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got different energy. We got different vibes. We
Facts.
Got loyalty. We got realness. We got rawness.
Facts.
So, it's just tough when it's, like, you're succeeding
mm-hmm.
in a different coast. But... the goal for me is to be bi-coastal and be able to, like, yo, I got a movie in New York. I'll be right back.
That
oh,
part.
Wait, I got to go back to LA. You know, like,
that
is the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, in the end, I want, like, my own studio, Wild Wolf Productions, and
Ooh.
we get it popping there.
Come on now. We love that.
So, yeah, what is your next move before we close this out?
For sure. My next move, man, that's a big question. There's a lot of things that I'm... sort of that I've been sitting on that I'm about to
mm-hmm.
put into play. But if I could say anything, right, I'll put this out there. The big thing that my next move is that I'm working on, some people know that at some point I want my PhD.
Ooh, Dr. Rowe in the building.
Exactly, that's what I wanna hear. Right, but
that's
awesome. I'm really big on giving back to the community, right?
That's awesome.
I'm really big on community outreach, working with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so my PhD would be in drama therapy. So not only would I be a doctor, but right, I'd be a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a huge thing that's been kind of like heavy on my heart. Acting is still number one. Acting will always be number one.
Right.
But I, you know, during this quarantine time, I kept asking myself, like, if not acting, what could I be doing that's sort of still acting, but, you
it's
know, bringing income
entertainment,
and it's in entertainment, it's still something that I love to do.
That's awesome.
Right?
I mean,
and
like,
it would be that, so.
Art is our therapy, like, expressing ourselves through
mm-hmm.
these scripts, through these stories,
mm-hmm.
is definitely therapeutic,
right.
And I'm all for it. Good,
so that's what I'm working on.
You gonna go
out.
Back to UCLA for that one?
No.
All right. Do you have an idea where you want to go?
I do, and you might not believe it, but
back to New York. Hey, back where we all started.
We'll see. It really depends on, you know, where the acting thing takes me.
Well, when we get there, I'll put you on the next episode.
Yeah, I
got you. All right. Thank you, Ro, for coming on to the show.
Sure.
It's been a pleasure. I hope you guys all enjoyed, and I'll catch you next time on the next episode of Mama on the Move. Peace. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?